8th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. A whole year ago, Patrick Howley broke what should have been that year's biggest story with National File. He obtained a 2019 diary, a diary written by Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley, while she was doing a drug rehab stint in Florida. That diary, more than 100 pages long, revealed a staggering amount of disgusting details about Ashley's personal life. In it, she described taking incest sexual showers with her father, Joe Biden, as a child. Showers that she said, quote, probably weren't appropriate. She described other childhood sexual trauma as well, ultimately which she blamed for an overwhelming adult sex drive. Quote, was I molested? She asked. Quote, I think so. There's a lot more there, too. She has a whole list of people that she resents for various reasons. Joe Biden, dad, is there, resented for his money and his control. Hunter and Haley Biden are there, both for the drugs they apparently use. And Ashley describes her failing marriage, how it fell apart. She mentions multiple affairs on her part and imagines her husband having affairs of his own. She expresses a lot of angst about Hunter Biden moving into a multi-million dollar house in Southern California. And once people find out about all of this, she thinks it could sink her father's presidential campaign. But of course, that didn't happen. For the entire 2020 election, the press ran relentless interference for Joe Biden. Overtly, blatantly. They refused to cover their corrupt business arrangements. Or they just out and out lied and said that obvious corruption was actually legitimate. When Hunter Biden's laptop was released, the press, Twitter, Facebook, and the deep state, they all colluded to claim that it was Russian disinformation. And they actively suppressed the story. They hid it. So when Ashley Biden's diary was released, they ignored, suppressed, and hid that too. And honestly, the statements in this diary are so extreme, you can hardly blame anybody for thinking it might be fake. But now we know that it's not. Last week, the FBI raided Project Veritas's James O'Keefe's home and the homes of his associates, apparently in connection with an investigation of Ashley's diary and how it went public. So now we know the diary is real. Ashley Biden did take inappropriate showers with her father as a child. So since the FBI wants to run cover, and since the media wants to ignore this, we will not. Patrick Howley joins us now. So what exactly is in this diary?
You know, this is a really staggering diary, and it's a an achievement of journalism. You know, I confirmed that this diary was real. The diary is not stolen. Ashley left the diary behind. The diary was not stolen. So the mainstream media narratives and the FBI are just they are trying to present an image of how this story came to be that simply is not true. What they should be talking about is Joe Biden's creepy behavior around his daughter. When you look at Ashley Biden writing that she was, quote, hypersexualized at a young age. Was I molested? I think so. I do remember trauma. I remember somewhat being sexualized with Caroline. I remember having sex with friends at a young age. Showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. She says she remembers, quote, being turned on when I wasn't supposed to be. I remember the Q-tips. I hated getting my ears clean, beating my vagina due to overhearing parents having sex. She also says that due to her relationship with her father, she became convinced that she could only get love from men and not from women because her mother was described as emotionally not available. She does, of course, resent Joe Biden, and how could you not? So when you look at what Joe Biden's own daughter has to say about this man, this demented, old, traitorous, corrupt fool, okay? And you look at the video of Joe Biden molesting the niece of Senator Steve Daines. Her name is Maria. She confirmed that Joe Biden pinched her body. When you look at the way that Joe Biden molests children, it is on video. It is on tape. And I even remember when Jeff Sessions, you know, shielded his granddaughters away from Joe Biden when he's in that creepy room as vice president where he swears in the senators.
Right.
Apparently, that's just a buffet for him to molest children. This is absolutely horrifying. This man has no business representing the United States of America on the world stage. His presidency on a policy level is a disaster. China is basically conquering this country. You've got inflation. The American people are hurting. There are supply chain shortages that they can't figure out. That alone proves that Joe Biden is not fit to be the president of the United States. But the fact that he is this sick man and he evidently thinks that he is above the law and he can get away with this kind of behavior is absolutely disturbing. We've never seen anything like this before in the office of the presidency on this level and now publicly exposed.
Will lawmakers, anybody in Congress, anybody in the United States Senate propose impeachment? I mean, will anybody bring this up? I know that we've had some, you know, flagrant speech and riling up the base and articles for this and that, but this is confirmed pedophilia and incest.
Yes, you know, the problem is that if Joe Biden gets impeached, then Kamala Harris becomes the president. And so that doesn't really accomplish anything in terms of changing the horrible policy decisions that are being made, because it's going to be the same cabal of corrupt deep state people running the country. But obviously, you know, I've been saying from the start that the 2020 election should be decertified based on the massive, massive evidence of election fraud in 2020. But Republicans don't seem to have the spine in order to be able to get that done.
So the FBI is investigating how this thing might have been stolen. They're raiding James O'Keefe's home and the homes of his associates. Rather than investigating Joe Biden for criminal activity, felony criminal activity, sex with minors, specifically his daughter in the shower, allegedly. I mean, what does that say about the country that we live in? What does that say about our Department of Justice?
You know, our country has become, I mean, the people are still great. The country itself is still great. I love the idea of America, but the country has become so crooked and so corrupt in terms of the government and the media. And I mean, if you look at the so-called fact checkers, because they called me a conspiracy theorist for so long, right? Did you know, I'm breaking a story right now, factcheck.org is a project of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. I have an SEC licensing agreement from 2018, before coronavirus, showing that BioNTech, which is Pfizer's partner on the coronavirus vaccine, has been paying presumably a massive amount of money to the University of Pennsylvania for vaccine technology. BioNTech stated, quote, if proprietary pen technology is part of a new mRNA-based vaccine, the university will be eligible to receive additional milestone payments and royalties from BioNTech. They are in bed with the people making the vaccine while they are pretending to be fact checkers on so-called vaccine misinformation. They are corrupt. Almost everything in our society now that claims to be one thing is actually the opposite. Factcheck.org is corrupt. I am not corrupt. I am the real fact checker. You are the real fact checkers. We are the fact checkers for America. Yet again, I have been proven right and vindicated.
Unbelievable. Patrick Hawley, National File. You can find him on social media everywhere. He's at telegram.me/Patrick Reports. He's on Gab at Patrick Reports. That's the Alamo of free speech. Join him there. Follow him. I mean, you are really doing exactly what a journalist is supposed to do. And you've been doing it for an extremely long time. We appreciate you being here and we're glad you're on our team. Patrick Hawley, thank you for being here.
And I will never be intimidated.
Very good. Here either. Likewise. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Well, one of the most seductive feelings in the world for a demonic person is them being told that they can hate or mistreat somebody, and that that hate or mistreatment is actually a good thing, because the person that they're abusing and torturing is evil, dirty, disgusting, dangerous. And it's very clear that for millions of demonic people on the left, COVID-19 is giving them that feeling, the chance to wish death on others while convincing themselves that they're heroes. Heather Wedge is a mother in Rochester, Massachusetts. Now, recently, Heather got a doctor's note for her son so she could exempt him from wearing a mask in school. The school superintendent intervened. He claimed that the doctor's license was suspended. Well, it wasn't. That was a lie. And when Heather proved that it was a lie, the superintendent simply said that a letter wasn't good enough. Last week, Heather's son arrived at school not wearing a mask. And so what did school officials do? They locked him out of the building. They locked him outside in 45-degree weather. Heather wrote this in her message to us, quote, "I went to the school and called the police. When the police showed up, they told me that their hands are tied and that the school has more power than them. Please, please help me. I'm terrified. If they ignore the doctor's note, how do I know that they will honor the religious exemption on file for vaccines? I want to pull him out, but he's a junior in a vocational school earning welding. I don't know what to do. Please help my child." Well, sadly, we're not the local police, and we don't have the power to replace Massachusetts' cowardly and evil politicians, but we do have the power to give Heather a voice, and that's exactly what we will do. Heather joins us now. Heather, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Stu, for having me.
This is outward abuse of a child, is it not?
Absolutely. He has a doctor's note on file for the mask. They ended up contacting the doctor to have him at least put a face shield on, and the face shield is causing the same problems. So I brought him to another doctor, had a second note written, and that's when they said that his license was expired. And when I proved that it wasn't, they came back with, well, the note's just not good enough. We need another one.
So they would have needed a third note.
Right.
Okay. So when they locked your child outside of the school building, like literally locked him out, and the cops showed up, they said that they had no authority over the school?
They told me that Governor Baker has given absolute power to the Department of Ed and to the school committees to make their own policies that will trump laws.
So the school's policies trump state child abuse laws. If you were to lock your son outside and the neighbor were to call the police, do you think that you would be in jail?
Oh, I'm sure I would be.
How old is your son?
He's 16.
16 years old, locked outside in the cold because he's not wearing a mask that has been proven to be ineffective to protect himself and the others from a virus that virtually affects none of them.
Correct.
Okay, so what has happened since this incident?
I've contacted our state senator and also our state representative, and both of them came back with, our hands are tied. The Department of Ed has absolute power. They cannot help me as well. I have to reach out to the superintendent and the school committee. The school committee has actually, the last time I went to the meeting was October 20th, and they voted to have me removed. They called the police to have me removed that day because I wasn't wearing a mask. I told them that I had a medical exemption, which I do. They wanted me to prove it. I said, I don't have to prove it. This is the law. And they said, well, our policy is this. Now you need to leave.
Okay, so in your letter to us, you specifically said, how can I trust that the school will not ignore the religious exemption that I have on file for these vaccines?
Correct.
The answer is you can't. You can't. I mean, they're locking your son outside of the school.
Right.
They're going to give him this shot if they have the opportunity. They are sick. This is a religion. It's a cult for these people. So what are you going to do?
I've instructed my son on what to do if he hears of anything happening at the school. We have plans in place for him, and I will take him out and homeschool him if I need to.
If anybody comes near your son with a needle, I hope that you have instructed him to physically resist and run and not stop running until he gets to you or to someplace safe.
Yes,
we have seen a good. I mean, what we are seeing in the age group 12 to 17 years old, specifically for boys your son's age, is a 6 times greater risk of a serious adverse event, specifically relating to myocarditis and his heart, than he does of having a serious reaction or an illness from this so-called virus itself. And we have no reason to believe that, by the way, those things will not continue on down to the 5 and 11-year-olds that Joe Biden wants to jab everybody with. I mean, this has gone way too far. Your police department telling you that they don't have the authority over a school to enforce state law for neglect or child abuse, malicious punishment of a child, it absolutely shows you what type of a world that we're living in right now.
I'm disappointed that even after contacting the representatives, they're telling me that these people that are not elected officials, Department of Ed is not elected. They are appointed by the governor. And for them to have absolute power over my children, that doesn't sit well with me.
Well, I've got about 30 seconds left here, and I want to give you the opportunity here to tell everybody that's viewing what your message is to them.
I want to please tell everybody, pay attention to what's going on with your children. Make sure that they know exactly what to do if they hear of anything at the schools. Just stay proactive. I don't know what else to say.
Who is your representative that you reached out to?
Norman Oral.
Okay. And what's the name of the police department in your town, the ones that responded here to this school?
Rochester Police.
The Rochester, Massachusetts Police Department.
Yes.
Okay. And who's the chief there?
I'm not sure. I live in Lakeville. My son lives in Rochester. My son goes to school in Rochester. It's a regional school.
Okay. What is the name of the school superintendent? I want a name.
His name is Aaron Polanski.
Okay. We're going to put contact information at stupeters.tv. We're going to find the chief of police there for the Rochester Police Department. Okay. And we're going to put this superintendent's contact information on here. And we're going to put that representative's contact information at stupeters.tv as well. Because everybody needs to make their voices heard. Look, cancel culture would affect you and has. They're trying to cancel your son's education by literally locking him out in the cold. They're trying to cancel your voice by literally kicking you out of meetings, even though you have an exemption. They're trying to silence everybody's voice who's sticking up for freedom. Your son doesn't have to be injected with anything, and he doesn't need to cover his face with an oxygen-inhibiting medical device without the express written consent of you, his mother, who is the one that has ultimate say. Not some appointed school board of education. What exact statute is it that they are operating under that gives them the sole authority to abuse and torture a child? None. The fact is that they don't have it. Heather, we're going to be praying for you. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
The police, actual cops, show up at the request of a mother whose son was criminally physically abused by school personnel. And the response that that mother gets is that those cops have no authority over that school. What? If you want to contact the Rochester, Massachusetts Police Department and tell them how you feel, I'm going to give you their phone number right now. Grab a pen, write this down. 508-763-5112. Again, the Rochester, Massachusetts Police Department, 508-763-5112, that do-nothing police department who can't do anything, who has no authority to investigate malicious punishment of a child and physical abuse of a child by school personnel. We, the people, need to make our voices heard. I hope that you will call the Rochester, Massachusetts Police Department. Also, we're going to be putting email and phone number contact information for that communist superintendent as well as that do-nothing state representative in Massachusetts. We hope that you will make your voices heard. One person making his voice heard in a real police agency, it seems, is the vaccine police. Christopher Key is on his way right now to Houston. He's going to find out what happened. Many reports of hundreds of bodies being on the floor, lifeless people dead, at this demonic concert in Houston, a fully vaccinated concert. Going to find out what happened there. Christopher Key is in the face of these pharmacists serving Nuremberg notifications, big pharma executives, these petty tyrants that sit on these school boards fighting these vaccine and mask mandates. I am so happy that I financially support that outfit. I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything. Go there, check it out. If you feel so called, please help to financially. And listen, this guy is putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas as well. directing attention to these shots that have proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Again, vaccine-police.com. Well, over the weekend, the rollout began. Shipments of little tiny needles all over the place to jab our 5 to 11-year-old kids across the country with these shots that have been proven to be dangerous, in many cases deadly. Dr. Jane Ruby is here to talk with us about that and a whole lot more. What have we seen so far over the weekend? Over a million kids, you're saying, were jabbed by CVS?
Oh, way more than that, Stu. And we need to stay on this because our babies from 5 to 11 are just getting lined up, okay, like to the slaughter. Over this weekend, CVS alone stated that they jabbed over a million children, 5 to 11. And, you know, remember, there's supposedly a different formulation. You've got 10 micrograms instead of 30 micrograms, and they've added this very dangerous chemical to preemptively prepare to manage heart attacks, okay? Walgreens boasted that they had 1 million injections ready to go this weekend. And in New York City this morning, the communist de Blasio made sure that at least 20,000 students got jabbed over the weekend in New York City. And this morning, you can see lines of parents with just what looks like hundreds and possibly thousands of children more today that are going to be jabbed. Look, this is really, really a very dangerous time in our history. People, experts like Dr. David Martin, many other experts, legal experts, scientific experts, patent experts are clamoring to get people to take a look that this is an illegal emergency use authorization for children or actually any of us. And let me share a little bit with you about why. There is no COVID-19 emergency. I defy anybody to refute that, number one. Why? The data is wrong. It's insufficient. They looked at 200 children. It's not a study. The study is incomplete in children. In fact, it doesn't, I cited it on my Telegram channel this weekend. That trial, which is C-459-1007, and you can look that up online, that trial doesn't even end until 2024. Look, this is very dangerous. There's also no pandemic. And I really encourage all of you to do your own research. Look at the definitions of pandemic. Look at the WHO's definition, which, by the way, there's something very strange going on in their website, Stu, because when you do go to the WHO's website to get the definition of pandemic, you can see the real definition for about 5 seconds, and it flashes over to a notice saying that they are revamping the site and you can no longer get to that information. But let me tell you what their longstanding definition has been. In fact, their definition is: a pandemic is the worldwide spread of a new disease. Remember, this coronavirus is not novel. Karen Kingston brought the receipts, the patents. David Martin has shown these are things that have been in the works for almost 20 years. They've been tracked, right? An influenza pandemic occurs when a new virus emerges and spreads around the world. We don't have a spread or a predominance of this flu around the world. We may never have had, but we certainly don't have it now. If you look at the CDC site, there is a statement. You can't make this up. I'm going to read it to you. I don't usually like to read things, but this is what it says verbatim under the cdc.gov flu pandemic resources. Quote, the United States is not currently experiencing an influenza pandemic. That's all you need to know. They're duping you in plain sight. And look, let's take a closer look at the evidence of the crime. According to Dr. David Martin, who was all over the expo this weekend, educating people over and over again about the illegality. First of all, let me share with you one piece of his proof is a quote from Peter Daszak in 2015, basically saying that this was a venture for investors, right? A key driver, and here's the quote, is the media, and the economics will follow the hype.
Yeah.
We need to use that. Now, that's a very famous quote, but this is one of the pieces of evidence that this is a felony. This is a This whole operation, these injections, and more importantly for children right now, this is why the urgency is rising, is that these shots were developed in a criminal conspiracy. He also has the proof and the documentation that it's, first of all, it's a felony to upload a bioweapon, right? A sequence, a genomic recipe, if you will, for anybody and everybody worldwide who has the scientific means to develop a bioweapon. And he shows how they loaded a protein sequence onto a server, enabling the production of the bioweapon. So, you know, the other issue is this issue of indemnity for pharma. I've said it before on the show that a felony indemnifies vaccine immunity. And so you have blatant evidence here for lots of collusion among a number of partners, but led by Anthony Fauci to develop this in terms of a racketeering framework, right? And he also encourages us, stop using the word vaccine. I've been pushing this for a long time. It is embedded in the vernacular and the colloquialism, you know, all over the world, but let's stop calling it a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Let's take down the shield of immunity, right? And he also goes on to share, and I think people really need to look at this. There is a list that he's compiled of COVID treasonous acts. And there's a great list that you're looking at here of 9 or 10 violations of United States criminal code. And it's treason. It's against the people of the United States. Now, it also happens to be a worldwide crime as well, but it's incredibly important. And it also goes back, Stu, to an executive order that President Trump signed on September 19th of 2019, before any of us were even really pretty much thinking about, you know, this COVID shenanigans. And he goes to explain that, you know, President Trump signed this and basically gave these companies the freedom, the leeway. He also says that he doesn't believe that President Trump was specifically ushering in this bioweapon, but that by being encouraged to sign this executive order, which talks about, you know, new platforms, new vaccine platform technologies that would allow for more rapid and flexible responses to both seasonal and pandemic flus. But you have to understand, and he's got it highlighted here, these platform technologies include DNA, messenger RNA, virus-like particle, S particles, toxic particles like the S protein, the spike protein, vector technology, and self-assembling nanoparticle vaccines. And essentially, what this executive order did was it really allowed the terror on the American people. Now, not by intention, but now that it is out, we do want to do, he's calling, actually he's following your lead, Stu, as you have started to really ramp up on all congressional members, but particularly the Republican side, because those are the only members, senators and House of Representative members that are having hearings. Like,
yeah, I mean,
Ron Johnson,
I can sit here and attack Democrats all day long, but we all know who they are. It's a complete waste of time. It's low hanging fruit. Everybody knows that these radical, demonic, communist socialists are who they are. The people that are supposed to be here representing us and who claim to be representing freedom and tearing down the deep state and going after the establishment and attacking rhinos, they're just absolutely not doing it. Can you imagine what if you or I would have engineered and developed something that was responsible for the deaths that we're seeing now as a result of these vaccines? And whether or not it was intentional by EO or not by President Trump at the time in 2019, when you say in September, it is incumbent on him right now to recognize the dangers associated with these. It is incumbent on him right now to come out and say, hey, there are some serious dangers associated with these shots, and specifically relating to children, who in the 12 to 17 year old age group, we have seen a significant increase in myocarditis. I mean, this is insane to continue to push this without saying anything and to walk around here like a vaccine salesman. I've said it on this program. I'm not giving President Trump a pass on that or anybody. And as far as Rand Paul is concerned and Senator Ron Johnson is concerned and, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is concerned, if you want to be loud, if you want to be loud and you want to be out here doing stuff and putting big viral posts and, scants and rants and, you know, scathing testimonies, great, fine. Follow it up with some action. Now, I know that single-handedly Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene can't do anything, but they can implore a committee to bring an indictment and arrest Fauci right now and anybody else who was involved, including Daszak, because he specifically said exactly what this is. So everybody that was involved with this should be treated as a wartime criminal.
Absolutely. Every one of you senators and representatives, including Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, everyone, this is great, the dog and pony show, but no more money until you pull the punch, which is to make that criminal referral. And we're calling on everyone to look at these documents, these violations of U.S. code, these treasonous acts, and send them to every attorney general of every state in the country, and including the federal attorney general. And I want to leave you with one other thought. The World Health Organization right now, on this day where the 5 to 11 jabs are really ramping up, they're dictating your child's healthcare decisions and mandating mass genocide of children. How do I know? They've put out a document that's called the consideration regarding the consent and in vaccinating children and adolescents 6 to 17. Here's the important part of this. Article 3 of this new policy, okay, says that attendance in school implies informed consent. You've got to understand this. This new policy mandates that children who attend school have waived for themselves and their parents that their informed consent rights as it relates to the kill shots. Given that this is the World Health Organization policies, listen to this, and this is where it gets bad, even more bad. All signatories to the 2005 International Health Regulations will have to implement this by treaty obligation, okay? Here's the bottom line. Get your kids out of school today, now, public, private, everywhere. Get them out now or forever hold your peace.
They can just jab them.
Jab them.
It says it right there at the World Health Organization. It says right out there in the wide open for you to see.
You might as well send them to school with a note saying, jab my kid. It's the equivalent of that now. You've been warned.
Horrific. I can't even believe that that's a thing. I had no idea that that was a thing. Unbelievable. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate your responsible
Please
reporting.
Wait.
Yeah, yes. Wait. Don't do it. Don't give your kids this shot. There's no reason at all. This is a bioweapon. It is killing kids. 100 people dead at this demonic concert in Houston, this fully vaccinated concert. Do you think it had anything? And they're lying. So many reports of 100 people dead, videos of people being resuscitated, and the show just goes on. Yes, what you were watching is what you were seeing. What your eyes were seeing was exactly what it was. Those people were dying. And
that was a microcosm of what's to come, because in another 30 to 60 days after these 5-year-olds are jabbed and parents are going to funerals and still defending it.
And the other 532, by the way, we don't just want to single out, Ron Johnson and Rand Paul and Marjorie Taylor Greene. There are 532 others that need to be doing something as well. This has
Absolutely.
To stop, and it has to stop right now. And President Trump, you need to get out here in the public eye and warn people about the dangers of these shots. On television right now, the administrator Joe Biden is out here straight 100% propaganda, congratulating Big Bird on getting his vaccine. That is propaganda. It's happening in this country right now. These people that are lining up in New York City to shoot up their kids with this stuff have no idea. Why? Because they're reliant on a media that you know to be fake, President Trump. You know it's fake. You know they're criminally complicit and they're liars. Stop patting them on the back and marching them out here and thanking Greg Gutfeld, who, by the way, hasn't mentioned one thing about the Marxist coup d'etat and the real insurrection that occurred in this country on November 3rd. I'm not giving these people a pass anymore.
And anyone who doesn't speak out right now in Congress, in any position, attorney generals, whatever, is right now, from this moment forward, complicit in acts of treason against the people of the United States.
I agree 100%. I got to go. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and my pillow, but millions of you out there. Before all this started, I had already written in my memoir, I dedicate this book to anyone that's looking for hope. Well, right now, we're all looking for hope. I believe that my story is going to bring inspiration and hope to everyone. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. To thank you all for your support, I'm offering some of my best prices ever on MyPillow products, including this exclusive bundle. You get my book and these five MyPillows. They all have beautiful scenes and verses from the Bible, such as Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. This six-pack bundle is regularly $219. Now it's just $99.98 and free shipping with your promo code. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below. Thank you and God bless.
Well, it's more obvious now than ever that everyone in power is lying about the real side effects of the COVID-19 shots being falsely referred to as vaccines. They aren't being honest about the teenagers and young adults suffering from serious issues like myocarditis and paralysis, other ailments, all because they got an injection for a disease that poses virtually no risk to them. They aren't being honest about the hundreds of thousands of adverse events already reported in the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, the system monitored and used by the CDC. Robert Agee is with the group Banners for Freedom. They have a crowdfunding campaign on GiveSendGo right now, and their goal is to put up billboards all across the country telling the real story of vaccine side effects. And Robert joins us now. Why are you having to do the job that the media should be doing right now?
Right. Well, someone's got to do it. And if it's the everyday, ordinary citizen, we're going to step up and make that happen. You see, last year I attended the Reawaken America tour in Tampa with Clay Clark, and my wife and I and children, my whole family went, matter of fact, and we were really inspired by that tour. And when we got back, we asked ourselves, how can we get involved? What can we do? What is our part? And we had a big July 4th celebration out here at the property where we invited a lot of citizens from the area, from our community. And word got around that the county commissioners were going to adopt a permit mandate for everybody in the county where we'd have to get a permit in order to build something. Well, that didn't sit right with us. So we all went down to the county commissioner's court to voice our disapproval of that, in which they rescinded. However, while we were there, we noticed that there were a couple agenda items on during their meeting in regards to COVID. And they were also encouraging people to get vaccinated. And we, you know, that didn't sit really well with us either. So we decided, well, since we had a victory with this permit deal, maybe we can go back and have a conversation about this whole vaccine mandate. So for the past 17 weeks, we have been up at the county commissioner's court voicing our opinion on the matter. And we've had really good success. You know, we got some great county commissioners and we have a great judge and they're listening to the people. And, you know, since then, they stopped encouraging getting the vaccine and they actually signed a resolution supporting Governor Abbott's ban on vaccine mandates. So when we realized that we could make a difference, we asked, what else can we do? What are our talents? And currently I'm a general contractor, but in the past, I have my degree in graphic design. My wife and I decided we're going to design an ad to put in the Fannin County Leader called VaxFacts, where it basically goes over the VARS data. And we update that every week as the VARS data is updated, just to help people make an informed decision before they go and do something like this. Well, that wasn't, you know, I mean, it was doing good, but we wanted to reach more people. My wife had an idea of doing a billboard here in town. And, you know, that's quite a big endeavor. And, you know, trying to fund something like that, we thought would be challenging. But we stepped out in faith and did it. And we signed a 30-day contract for this billboard. And as we're about to put it up, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Jeremiah Jones, a great man. And he said, well, hey, buddy, I'll get behind that. I'll donate $100. And when he said that, it occurred to me, you know, if we can get enough donations, we can do two billboards, maybe three, or maybe them all over the United States. And that's when we started a crowdfunding campaign to fund this at givesendgo.com/banners4freedom. And, you know, that took off just here in our community. We raised almost $1,500. Well, one of the drafts of these billboards floating around the internet got over to Clay Clark at Thrive Time Show, who called me for an interview, which I did. And it was a great interview. And I thank Clay for all that he's doing for this country and for having us on to get this exposure. Well, LT over at And We Know picked up that interview. And when he posted it on his latest video, November 5th, titled Sooner or Later, God Will Cut the Deep State Down, Huge Victories, Battles Continue, Pray. That was a game changer, Stu. We went from $1,500 to $30,000 in 2 days.
Well, I hope it continues to grow because these things need to be all over the country. And it's really simple, doing exactly what the media is supposed to do. You are making people aware that these shots being falsely referred to as vaccines are more dangerous than any other shot ever rolled out combined. Every single previously approved, FDA-approved vaccine that has ever been introduced in this country and tracked, more than double the adverse events and deaths are attributed to this in just 9 months than all of them combined. That's insane. People just don't know it. They're watching propaganda. They're watching Joe Biden congratulate Big Bird for getting his vaccine. And they're tripping over each other, running to the front of the line to inject their children with this substance that's causing serious heart issues, specifically in boys ages 12 to 17, myocarditis, 6 times more likely to have an adverse event to these shots than they are to have a serious illness from this so-called virus itself. And you're doing God's work. I mean, you're shining a light on what is happening out here. And for that, I commend you. So anybody out there that wants to support this, please go to givesendgo.com/banners4freedom.com and I'm telling you, or givesendgo.com/banners4freedom and help to support this thing. Robert, you're doing a great thing. Thank you so much for being here. I've got about 30 seconds left. I'll give you the final words.
Okay. Well, you know, the Lord's doing something right now and he's asking for the army of the Lord to rise up. You know, I as much as I love Trump and I love this country, we are first the army of the Lord. And once we stand up and recognize that, and you know, we move forward with that understanding, God's going to bless us, and he is going to make sure that this truth gets out to the entire nation.
Agreed, 100%. Robert A.G., God bless you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, I misspoke there, put the .com in the wrong place. I want to make sure that you're clear on where to go here to support Robert A.G. and Banners for Freedom. So write this down. It's givesendgo.com/banners4freedom. givesendgo.com/banners4freedom. Put banners on the bottom of your feet. Go to steponsocks.com right now. I love the Trust in God sock. Now, there's also the Free Our Kids socks. Brand new Free Our Kids. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Check out all of them, including the original, which features all of the globalists that you'd love to step on. Clinton, Obama, Fauci, Biden, Gates, Pelosi, Biden. The confirmed incest pedophile. Yeah, I'd love to step on this guy. So go put these things on the bottom of your feet. Red pill the world. Advertise that you trust in God, that you will not stand for this tyranny. They make great gifts. 100% Patriot designed, all cotton socks. Plus, they have silver at steponsocks.com, as well as Second Amendment flags, Trump 1 flags. We got to get that right. Fix 2020 right now. Anybody who's not doing that is a de facto communist, period. Not one governor, not one out of 50 governors agrees with me that this is the number one agenda item, fixing 2020. But you can show the world that you do. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, the U.S. military's vaccination deadline is here, and it's clear that tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of soldiers are refusing the dangerous and deadly shots. At the exact moment where China is sending signals it might try to attack Taiwan, our military is planning a purge of our most skilled officers, pilots, and technicians, while of course encouraging as many mentally ill transgender people as they can to sign up. But there just aren't enough trannies to plug the holes that we're creating in our armed forces, so what's the plan? Edward Zoll just spoke with several military officers over the weekend, and they floated a possibility America hasn't seen in a half a century, a forced military draft. Selective service is still on the books. All men have to sign up for it, and if the Democratic Party gets its way soon, all women will too. Edward Zoll joins us now with more on that. So is the Biden administration really considering a draft to replace the pureblood soldiers it's now purging?
Yes. Yes, they are absolutely considering a draft for this measure. It's not about health, but about submission. And this is what I've learned from interviewing several military officers this weekend. Many in the military who have not been vaccinated saw the testimony by Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, the head flight surgeon out of Fort Rucker, they heard what she said about them being considered lab rats.
Our service members are national treasures. They have stared down bullets, been blown up by IEDs and bombs. They have endured thankless and protracted wars, missing the birth of their children. They bore the burden, no matter the cost. They did so without respect to political party or narrative. These are warriors, not lab rats.
Lieutenant Colonel Long has been gagged. She's been silenced. She's also been dismissed, her testimony, that is. The Pentagon is not taking what she's saying in a manner that is for safety of soldiers. They think that what she's saying is actually a threat. Now, this is according to the officers I interviewed this weekend. The Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, following Teresa Long's testimony to Senator Ron Johnson, he had his own statement to say. And what he said is, the Defense Department will incur nominal attrition. Nominal attrition, they're saying a little bit of loss, due to individuals refusing vaccination. To date, there has not been an exceptional number of exemptions sought. Now, this is the official position of the Secretary of Defense, the man in charge of the Pentagon, man in charge of the military. He doesn't take Teresa Long seriously, or if he is, he's not giving an official recognition of that fact. Now, Oklahoma Senator Jim Imhoff, he was also inquiring about this potential loss to mission readiness. He sent a letter to Secretary Austin, and specifically, he postulated that the vaccine could render the military unable to accomplish its missions around the globe. Now, this would be a big deal if the United States woke up one day and was unable to service various bases around the world, have troops ready to deploy at a dime's notice through an attack or to defend another ally. Senator Inhofe is concerned about this, and as the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, he can't just simply be ignored. Well, the Stu Peters Show has been able to get an exclusive leak from the Pentagon officers on who is about to be moved out. Now, we heard numbers about 200,000 plus. The number that I was shown this weekend, this is including active duty, reserves, and guard soldiers across all the branches, 376,925 total soldiers, enlisted officers, warrant officers. Those are the attrition. Those are the nominal numbers. I don't think that's small, especially not when you compare it to the 291,000 we lost during World War II. Okay, to say that we would lose these from the military, it's as if they're dead now, because they're no longer serving in the armed forces. That was Normandy, the Battle of the Bulge, the war in the Pacific. We're talking about a number of soldiers being forced out of the military due to lack of vaccination, larger than what we lost during World War II. Now, this number breaks down with about 5% of the total Air Force, about 16,000 soldiers, 31% of the Army, 14% of the Marine Corps, and 2% of the Navy. Now, what's important is it's mainly pilots, special forces operators, intelligence officers. Some may say the smartest among our military personnel. Others would say the most expensive assets. Those with common sense would say the ones we need to actually field aircraft, fighter jets, bombers. These are the ones that are going to be leaving. Now, there was a backup on this. The Biden administration said that they will not be enforcing a mandate on contractors. They pushed this to January 4th, 2022. But there's a major cutoff coming for the military, and it's December 15th. This is when the U.S. Army is going to be making their final call to say, if you're not vaccinated, you have to be fully vaccinated, then we're going to start processing you out. We're going to start moving you, purging you from the ranks. And we know, of course, it's not just simply over whether you will take the shot. This is clearly being seen as an opportunity to move ideological opposition out of the military, whether it be ideological opposition to communism, tyranny, or in the other ridiculous things that led to the Abbey Gate massacre in Afghanistan. Now, the Pentagon is also being briefed that this move to purge 370,000 plus soldiers, that this could cause an armed rebellion. That phrase was actually on a Pentagon slideshow that was seen by one of the officers I interviewed this weekend. In addition to this, the officers told me that they're being told there's a 70% likelihood that America could be at war with China after Christmas. Now, they said that this is part of the strategy to sell the draft, something, again, we haven't seen since Vietnam. To sell the draft, we would need a war. You need to have a large loss of personnel, but also a need to re-recruit, to put the ranks back full with new soldiers, new pilots, new specialists from the civilian and private sector. Now, the subject of war with China has been on the lips of many Republicans and even Democrats for quite some time, specifically over at Taiwan. Now, something came to mind this week when I was speaking to those officers. It was a statement by Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. This was at the beginning of last year, about March. He was actually interviewing the commander of all forces in the Pacific for the U.S. For the U.S. military, Admiral Quilno. Now, what he was told was the best time for China to invade Taiwan would be in the spring. And what Senator Cotton brought up specifically is it could happen in conjunction with the Beijing Winter Olympics, which just so happens to be in February of next year.
From a military planning point of view, what is the best time of year, given light weather and sea conditions, for the PLA to launch an invasion of Taiwan? Is it the middle part of spring?
Yes, sir. That is certainly a better time as it applies to sea state and environmentals.
Do you recall when the Sochi Winter Olympics ended in 2014?
Yes, Senator.
February 23rd. Do you recall when Russia invaded Crimea?
I don't have the date, Senator. I apologize.
February 27th, 4 days later, the Beijing Winter Olympics end February 23rd next year.
Now, the Pentagon is also being briefed that a new pandemic could be on the horizon. Now, the officers I spoke to said what is being discussed at that very oddly shaped building is a pandemic of the Marburg. Now, Marburg is very odd. Marburg is a very deadly disease. It's one that is very similar to Ebola, but has an increased gestation period, a period of asymptomatic, of about 2 to 3 weeks, and then you quickly devolve in 2 to 3 days. It's very deadly. According to Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, for example, they believe that it has about an 88% kill rate. Now, what's interesting about Marburg is that it's named after the German town in 1967 where cases were first isolated. Now, that town is now being used by Pfizer-BioNTech to manufacture mRNA vaccines. That's an odd coincidence. But this is spread, according to Gavi and information I was able to find from the CDC and other reputable sources online, by Egyptian russet fruit bats, another virus involving bats. Now, the thing about this is Gavi, in April 22nd of last year, actually of this year, they laid out that the next pandemic in their eyes will be the Marburg. I'm hearing it now from military officers. And the problem with Marburg is that, like with coronavirus, there just so happens to be a vaccine at the ready. According to Johnson & Johnson, they are producing a vaccine to treat Marburg Ebola called MVABN Philo. Now, this has been rapidly advanced in development, according to Johnson & Johnson. They're using this through Janssen. And the vaccine is going through multiple phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials in kids and elderly. This is live trials. And they're doing this for the immunocompromised in Europe, the United States, and Africa. That's very serendipitous that they are testing the vaccine for what Pentagon officials are warning could be the next pandemic. Now, we pray this is not the case and certainly don't know it's going to be. This is what military officers shared with me to warn you about. And I don't believe this is just scuttlebutt or propaganda. Now, as a Christian, I'll tell you this. I stood on Psalm 91 during the pandemic and I stand on it again. Psalm 91 verses 2 through 4 should be on your heart, your mind, and your soul. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Look, it's not just me. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long also shares in that prayer. She was courageous to speak out for those who were damaged. She was courageous to speak out for the military who are refusing to be vaccinated against their will. and she speaks out now in faith.
I hope the American people do not let fear, division, and threats guide your actions. Seek wisdom, pursue truth, and put your trust in the Lord. Hold the line.
Amen. Reporting for the Stu Peter Show, I'm Edward Zoll.
All right, we want to clarify something before we go here today. If you've seen the viral news story about the Pfizer CEO being arrested, along with Governor Gavin Newsom, who are both allegedly on their way to Gitmo to face a tribunal, that is fake. That is fake. Not true. Don't believe it. Not happening. The Pfizer CEO has not been arrested. If you're looking for something to talk about, believe me, there's plenty. Plenty of real stories out here to discuss, and those are the ones that we will bring you. And thank you to Edward Zoll for that report. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. We'll be praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!